This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
He's badgering the witness because he's doing that.
Sir, you invoke
that is not a cognizable motion. It does not call for a ruling, and the time belongs to the gentleman.
A point of order, the committee is not in order, and the chairman is not in order.
All right, what else is new? A lot of confusion. Impeachment is the word. That's all we're talking about, right? Every time you tune in, fear not. We will go to the man cave. We will talk to Mr. Kate Delaney, and we'll veer in a few other directions. But impeachment is rolling out through Foggy Bottom, and you just heard Nadler there. And, of course, the Judiciary Committee and getting the briefing about two reports, one report from three other panels that found President Donald Trump solicited foreign interference in the 2020 election, and another about the constitutional basis for impeachment. Hey, everybody, how was your weekend? Kate Delaney, and away we go. So the Judiciary Committee Chair, Jerry Nadler, who you heard, denouncing a pattern of misconduct, he says that undermines national security and the integrity of the elections. He says the president puts his own interests ahead of the country. He argued his Republican colleagues offer no serious scrutiny of the evidence. Step in Doug Collins, congressman from Georgia, the top Republican on the Judiciary Committee. He denounced the unprecedented hearing where staff got into heated debates, of course, with each other, like you just heard. The little snippet we could intersperse Democrats or Republicans and just roll all the way through. He said, this is ridiculous. We shouldn't be doing this. He said the two parties were working off different set of facts. I agree with that. The two parties are working off of different sets of facts. Why do you think we're so polarized in this country? And, of course, the Democrats unveiled two articles of impeachment, and that's what's going to happen anyway. They think they have that. They're tucking that under their arms, and they're going to unroll that on Tuesday. So this week is going to be more shock and awe and arguments and more splits right down the middle. It reminds me of my freshman roommate. The first one I had, the rest were all great, but something was a little bit off. And I knew when I arrived because there was masking tape that separated us in our dorm in Jefferson. Here's my line, here's your line. Very polarized before things even got started. Who knew? And that's exactly what we've seen here. We knew that this was what we were going to see. It's like we've seen the trailer and more. And it's not, there's no surprise. We're going to keep seeing the same thing over and over and over and over and over again. Now, Rudy Giuliani, who is digging in the Ukraine, that's interesting because he took a very big shovel to the Ukraine with him. And he said on Newsmax, on War Room Impeachment, it's been airing every day since the whole impeachment thing started, that one of the reasons he traveled to the Ukraine last week was to investigate allegations that the former VP funneled illegal money from the Ukraine to Hillary Clinton's campaign. He said that he was told that by professional investigators that there is a much worse situation in the Ukraine than it was in Russia, that Russia was a dodge, a made-up situation, and that there had been substantial collusion in the Ukraine, and specifically that illegal money for the Clinton campaign went through several oligarchs. Giuliani said, I never investigated any time until now. He said, I could care less at this point about the 2020 election. My job is to defend my client. That's why I'm here. He said he interviewed 20 witnesses in January, February, and March, if you roll back to the beginning of last year. He said he made an overwhelming case of bribery on the part of Biden, but he said he was faced with vicious, ridiculous, lying attacks from people trying to make him out to be a criminal. Wow. And he also stressed the quality of evidence is much clearer than anything the House Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff has presented in Trump's impeachment. So, fair or foul, do you believe Rudy, 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 or is it just a ruse, ruse, ruse? Because even if we like a lot of the Republican brethren, it doesn't mean that they're always right in the way they go about things. Just like the Democrats. That's why I said you can take that masking tape and just roll it right down the middle of Congress and any of these bloody hearings, that's for sure. We kept hearing about phone records, so why not? AT&T, when I open up my email and I see anything from AT&T, I think, oh, they've handcuffed me again. How much are they going to charge me? But this is not about charges. This is about something completely different. These are phone records. Who called A, B, C, and D? The AT&T records were used for the committee, the House Intelligence Committee impeachment report, and Giuliani said they were shared without the president's knowledge or permission. He said, you think they would have asked? Everybody in America knows that I'm the president's lawyer, and any intelligent person in America has heard of attorney-client privilege. He's right. The Intelligence Committee's 300-page report released cites dozens of previously unreported telephone records, and we talked about this last week, about these records, 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 what was going to happen. Everything comes in threes, as you can see. And they released these dozens of previously unreported telephone records outlining contacts between Giuliani and several of his associates. But what does it all mean? You compile the phone records, but what do the phone records show? And like I said, you're trying to connect A, B, and maybe possibly a C in there. But here's the thing. You got to be careful with phones and interceptions and who's seeing what. And he said he was completely aghast at the treatment he received by the committee and AT&T. He said they actually intercepted my telephone calls. Completely illegal. Horrific. And the president isn't identified by name in the House phone records that are actually cited in the report. But investigators believe he has someone with a blocked number listed as one. And actually, minus one. Minus, who's the minus one in the files? And Giuliani had a lot of conversations with minus one. Perhaps it is the president. Who knows? As somebody said to me, I have no use for AT&T. They have ruined my DirecTV because of their meddling and incompetence. You know, the emails that we get at katedelaneyradio.com are right down the middle. It's all about masking tape, my friends. It's all about masking tape. So Giuliani's out there, and he's trying to get to the bottom of the whole Ukrainian situation and find out information that no one, he says, has bothered to look at. And he is being discredited. But I said this all along, any good lawyer knows if you want to turn a situation around in your favor, show them the evidence. If you have the evidence, then they cannot, with the ferociousness they're going after this, they can't do it if the evidence isn't there. In the meantime, is anything else happening in D.C. besides the impeachment and the sort of Democles that hangs over the president's head? Although I totally feel.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Camp. That'll keep you warm. Starting to get cold in the satellite facility. We have one day we're in the 70s, and the next day it's in the 40s. Brr. If you just tuned in, hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. We're going to dive into the mailbag in just a second. But first, how about former Boston College baseball player Pete Frates, who was known for being the person behind the movement of the Ice Bucket Challenge, and remember how huge that was. Millions of dollars in donations came in. He was fighting ALS, which, of course, nicknamed Lou Gehrig's disease, horrible thing. He was diagnosed in 2012. He was just 27. They say he passed away with his family around him and friends. He's very peaceful. 34 years old, Pete Frates. And the Family Foundation and Team Freight Train helped spark that challenge, and it was way back in August of 2014, and it just really reached so many people. And this was a guy who he was an incredible athlete, and he even set a modern Boston College record by recording 8 RBI in one game. He went 4-for-6 with a grand slam, a 3-run homer. I mean, it was just shocking when he got ALS, but that's the thing about diseases, eeny, meeny, miny, moe. the best of us don't deserve sometimes what we come down with. And it was amazing the way he turned things around. And that ice bucket challenge raised $115 million over an 8-week period. On that note, let's flip it to the mailbag.
The mail is here.
Ooh.
So anyway, Jake said, as I was looking earlier through my mail and between everything else, Jake said, oh my gosh, what in the heck is going on with this whole impeachment thing? You know, Kate, honestly, I understand the process, period. I've been a Democrat, I've been a Republican, I've been frustrated, and I've been other things in between. You talk about the labels and no labels, and I'm only in my early 30s. But it just seems like it really is a three-ring circus. Are we bored by it? Are we wondering what's behind everything? Do we think there's evidence that's really hardcore enough to lead to something with teeth in it? I don't know. You tell me. Well, I've been saying it all along. It's like when I would jump on the mic and I would say Russia, 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 and we'd be talking constantly about what's going on with Russia. And here's the thing, I mean, yes, you do have to have a process. You do have to hold any politician's feet to the fire, Democrat, Republican, you know, whoever, independent, whoever represents us in the highest office of the land, they have to be held accountable. We have to be held accountable in our lives. Aren't you held accountable for something to somebody? So, of course, it is important. The processes are important. If we skip them, imagine the nation that we would live in. But at some point, it has to be not about the bickering. It has to be, in all of these cases, about the evidence. It has to be as objective as I think we could possibly get. And as I say that, I almost laugh out loud because I know we all have biases. And if you don't think you have any, just take a little assessment, and there's tons of them out there, and you'll see exactly what I mean. Here's one from Nick. Kate, we're freezing in the great state of Minnesota. I wonder how much snow we'll get this year. What do you think the over and under is on that? Well, 10 inches of snow, they say, in northern Minnesota and Wisconsin gets slammed, and they just call it the deep freeze. Time for the deep sleep and the deep freeze. Imagine what it was like a long time ago. You know, when you had to heat your house with, I don't know, coal or whatever you did? Because it must have been freezing, right? You had you had to pray. You got a bison or something that had a thick skin, where you had the animal, which was your food, and then you had the skin of the animal, which of course PETA would freak out, but there was no PETA back then, and that's how you survived. But fast forward to today's times, and I think the thing that's scary about deep freezes is that people, if it's really, really bad, even if you are from the north and you know how to drive in all kinds of weather, there just sometimes is a point of no return where you don't need to be out there. You just don't. I mean, we live in an age where so many people can work from home anyway. So why bother? I was looking at the USA Today earlier, and I saw, of course, what is the familiar scene? What are they sending a photographer out to find? Car wrecks. That's what they're finding. Car wrecks. Where's the pileup? Who jackknifed? And there was like four or five trucks that jackknifed. So they were out there. The road was slippery. And, of course, if your profession is to drive a truck, you really can't stay at home and huddle. But maybe if more people were off the road or paying closer attention, they weren't zooming up the side, you wouldn't have some of these accidents you have. And then again, you know what happens when you have any kind of ice or any kind of a freeze, because they're saying the Dakotas, Minnesota, like I said, northern Wisconsin, it's going to be below zero for 24 to 48 hours, and that started Monday night into Wednesday. And what's worse is you get besides the wind chill, and it feels like it's 25 degrees below zero, you get the wind that howls just right through you. I mean, just plows right through you, and that's where it gets nasty, and that's tough to deal with. All right, let's move to something else, and what is that something else? The something else is that we're at this point looking at the end of the year and the markets, and I always say, right, it's like gambling when you're in the stock market, but if you're lucky enough to have a 401k, that 401k can raise some money for you in your retirement if you've stayed with the one company or had a generous company, et cetera, whatever it is. And the rest of us are maneuvering around whatever it is that you can do, which I say is diversification. But be that as that may, I'm not a stockbroker. I'm not offering tips. I'm just saying it's interesting to look at the economy right now. And for the most part, even if with a market that will occasionally take a big dip, we're seeing some record highs. People are spending all kinds of money. We had on Cyber Monday an incredible amount of stuff. We all need stuff that was sold. When you're talking about billions of dollars, you know, when you get into that 9 billion to 11 billion category. I mean, Jeff Bezos, what's next for him? Is he going to buy Italy? I don't know. He has more money than you can imagine. He is just sitting on a throne of gold. He didn't sit on a throne of gold, but boy, oh boy, some people wondered about Paul Volcker, the former Federal Reserve Chairman. He was known for taking some big swings or dramatic steps to rein in America's runaway inflation. And that's what Joey asked me about inflation and the 80s. Must have read something about him. And he pushed Wall Street reforms into the aftermath of the financial crisis. He's died at the age of 92. And I'll tell you what, one of the things that happened, Carter picked him, and this guy could have played basketball. He's like 6'7". Carter picked him to be the Fed chair in 1979 when the economy was really just being crippled by inflation. So he headed the central bank until 1987, pushed interest rates to highs, historic highs, to tame inflation and brought down consumer prices and triggered a recession. Very unpopular. It was very unpopular with most Americans at that time. And the economy eventually rebounded. But you know what? You get tagged with that. It's very hard to untag yourself. And he stuck with his policy no matter what the opposition was saying. And he said, listen, we're with the Fed, and we got independence from political and public interference. That's the deal. We got it, you know. But you'll find people that will say his contribution to the world economy was actually taming inflation, that he really tamed inflation and did what he could, moderation. They called him the great moderator. I'll tell you what, like I said, as we come to the end of the year, people are looking for the big returns, right? Big returns, less taxes. Anybody who can promise that and actually deliver it, well, no matter what you tag them as, they're sure to end up in a big position of power. It's all about the wallet, isn't it? All politics end up being about money. Mr. Kate Delaney, he's next.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump at the White House reacting to the Inspector General's report, calling some of the findings regarding FBI misconduct a disgrace.
Incredible. Far worse than I would have ever thought possible. It's an embarrassment to our country. It's dishonest. It's everything a lot of people thought it would be, except far worse.
The report finds no bias, but plenty of misconduct at the hands of some FBI agents, led by former Director James Comey, who Trump fired. The IG, Michael Horowitz, taking almost 2 years to do his investigation, 200 witnesses interviewed, and an almost 500-page report issued. But the U.S. attorney looking into these matters, John Durham, releasing a statement saying he disagrees with some of the conclusions. Now, Durham has the power to prosecute people for criminal activity that took place. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Did you get a flu shot last year? If you answered no, you don't have an excuse this year. You can get a shot at your closest VA center on your next visit for free. But what if you don't have a visit planned in the near future? Don't have a visit planned? Here's an alternative. Here's your veterans tip of the day. The Veterans Administration and Walgreens have teamed up to make flu shots more accessible and free to veterans. They have made it very easy for you to get this protection. Protecting yourself is a good idea. Getting a flu shot at the VA or consider going to a local Walgreens, both are free. Just go to your local Walgreens, no appointment necessary, show your ID card, and get your flu shot for free. Protecting yourself, get a flu shot. Last year, over 80,000 people in America died from the flu. The life you save just might be your own. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. I'm Dan Perkins.
Ready? Here we go. Fly, Eagles, fly. Woo! Philadelphia Eagles. Yeah, that's right. In overtime for the win, they move into a tie on top of the NFC East, because they came back and beat the New York Giants. What a game that turned out to be. Coming up, we're going to go in the man cave, and I'll talk a little bit more about that. But because I live in a split household, I have to be honest, since I grew up in Philly, yes, I did travel with the Dallas Cowboys when I got a break in sports, and I loved them. They treated me great. They were one of my favorite teams to cover because, again, of how they treated me. But again, where you grow up matters. So Philly is where I grew up, and the Eagles didn't play a great game in the first half. Poor Eli Manning is probably the last we've seen of him. His whole family was there. Eagles win in OT 23-17.
What a spectacular game.
It wasn't a spectacular game. It was ugly. It was raining the whole time, and Philly had to pull it out, and I think they thought they were going to pull it out. They barely did, but the overtime, they won the coin toss, and they were able to go down the field and score, so there you go.
Almost caught up to a pathetic Dallas team.
Yeah, and Dallas is pathetic. So pathetic that they fired their kicker today. They got rid of Brett Maher because he misses all the time. He can't hit the side of a barn all of a sudden. He used to be pretty good.
Yeah, give him a 65-yard field goal attempt, he'll make it. But put him in a 24-yard line, and he can't hit the side of a barn.
I think there's an echo in here. I said the side of the barn. Are we both using the same cliche?
We are. We're so cliche.
Were you copying my cliche? Hey, can somebody lend Mr. Kate Delaney a cliche if you can? Send it to katedelaneyradio.com. Click on contact. You know, it is funny about the cliche thing, though. Doing sports, and when I do sports, there are certain cliches that happen with sports people. And even, I mean, some that have been around forever. Do you know any sports cliches?
Not one.
You don't know any sports cliches? Are you sure?
I'm sure I do, but you put me on the spot, so I don't know what exactly you mean. Oh, there you go. Sports cliches used in business. You can go ahead and talk about it.
That's a peek behind the curtain. No. How about this? The Bleacher Report did a thing about the 30 most played out sports cliches, where you hear the same ones over and over again. He's the first one in the building and the last one out. These fans are rocking. You could hear a pin drop in here. Nothing comes easy in this league. They have unbelievable chemistry. The coaches in front office rave about him. Here's one you hear all the time. He brought his A game today. As you know what, the B and C games sometimes come along too?
Yeah, I didn't like a lot of those cliches. I didn't think they were worthy.
Yeah. We'll have to do a better segment on cliches because, ESPN always does a thing where they rank the worst. And it always has to do, a lot of them have to do with how much you give. He gave 110%.
Now, this is a good list, and it's all the way at 64. 64, 62, 60. It's a good one. Ooh, but, Cinderella story, 55.
Yeah, Cinderella story you hear all the time. All right, enough of that. Sports cliches make their way into business and into politics because we hear the same thing with politics, how many cliches. But anyway, we played the Eagles fight song because Paul is a huge Dallas Cowboy fan, and I just talked about the fact that I grew up in Philadelphia, so there you go. All right, moving on to something completely different. I don't know how many of you put lights on your house, but you got to have some patience to put those lights up. So we had somebody come, and it didn't cost that much, come and put lights on because with your back, there was no way you were going to do it. And I didn't want to hear you whine and groan about untangling the lights because you've had to untangle lights before, and you're not great at that.
I'm the best at untangling lights. I'm the best light untangler there is.
I think any man out there listening, I really doubt I could be, and I know there are some, because I have a friend named Bob Erzak, and he may be listening. He's in Florida, and he is Mr. Christmas. He is the guy, no, he doesn't complain anyway. He does man chores, nobody's business, no problem. But he loves the light, so he puts the whole light thing out, and he's into it. I think that's the key. If you're not into it, you're not going to do it, and I'm not sure what you're into, but you're not into the light scene.
Man chores. Let's talk about this. What are man chores?
Man chores are putting out the garbage and then thinking that you hauled a buck about 2 miles because it's amazing that you were able to do that. Oh, my gosh. I had to move a few feet to pull the cans out to the street.
There are lots of dangerous animals out there like raccoons and possums and things. You can get all kinds of diseases taking the trash out, not to mention salmonella, E. coli. So make fun if you will, but it's a very dangerous occupation.
Then, of course, the other thing is lifting some heavy things like boxes or bags or whatever, but often that entails not putting it away. So the man chore seems to, with some men, end at, I brought all the boxes in, which they're heavier than, you know, carrying around 50-pound weights, but you don't take it that next step. And you would fall into that man chore category, I think. Not always, so I'm not going to pick on you, but sometimes.
Are you calling me a manchorian category?
A manchorian avoider is what you are. A manchorian avoider. That's it. The man chore. Well, what man chore do you like? How about, let's go with that. What man chore do you like?
How about mowing the yard?
All right, ding, you get points for that. You actually like doing it?
Yes, I do.
All right, one thing you don't like, and I don't know, maybe some guys like this. I've seen families out doing it, is raking the leaves, because we have leave-palooza.
If I only had to rake them once and they'd be gone, that would be great. But I don't want to rake them five times in 2 weeks.
Wah, wah, wah. All right, let's talk about something else like fruitcake. I don't know that we'll get any fruitcakes in the mail. I hope not. I'm not a fan of fruitcake. Fair or foul, fruitcake?
Foul.
I don't like the way it tastes. I know that people love it. There's that Collins Street Bakery that's famous in Texas that people have things, the cake sent to them from all over the country, you know, two parts of all over the country. I can barely say it. But I don't know. I'm not a fan. I just don't like the way it tastes.
Moving along, the fruitcake debate is played out.
All right, how about shrimp cocktail, fair or foul?
Everybody claims to like shrimp. There's nothing foul about that.
But shrimp cocktail, meaning the shrimp are raw. Yeah, that's the raw shrimp, and you dip it in the cocktail sauce.
They're cooked, my dear. They're just cold.
Okay, but do you like the cooked shrimp?
Versus the raw shrimp? Oh, definitely. I've never tried a raw shrimp.
I didn't mean that. Just you like the shrimp that way. So you're saying, yes, you like shrimp cocktail. Who doesn't like it? I think a lot of people don't like shrimp cocktail. I think shrimp cocktail was popular, like, in the 50s and 60s. I don't think it's popular now.
People stuff them in their pockets at parties. What do you mean it's not? It's a thing because they're expensive.
They are? Shrimp are expensive?
They used to be.
Oh, I didn't know that. So I don't believe you on that. I think you can get cheap shrimp. I think you can. All right, fair or foul, reading the back chapter of a book before you've read the whole book so you know how it ends, a novel.
I say fair because you should read however you want to read. At least you're reading.
At least you're reading, but you're cutting to the chase. You don't even know what the plot is. You haven't gone through all the great storylines. You're cheating. That's what you're doing. You're a Bella cheat.
Well, some people read the back and then they go and read the front.
Yeah, I say foul to that.
I do too. I wouldn't do it, but I'm just saying anything. If someone's reading, then that's a good thing.
All right, fair or foul, college football head coaches cashing in big with huge bonuses when they end the regular season on a high note. So like Ed Ogeron, who's LSU's coach, he has a $1.5 million deal that he could rack up, and he could pick up more. He will get that. He could pick up more from going further, obviously, when we talk about college football playoffs. Fair or foul, the bonuses for the coaches?
Of course it's ridiculous, but without a football team, none of the other sports would be viable, so you got to do what you got to do.
Well, that's what I think. So if that's what they do for a living, and that's what the, because I'm a capitalist, so if that's the way it rolls, that's the way it rolls. Like this, Dabo Sweeney, he gets $150,000 if he wins the ACC championship. He gets $150,000 if the team plays in the college football playoff semifinals. And increases for the bowl. So they just keep going from there, right? Boise State, Brian Harsin gets $100,000 if they win the Mountain West Championship. We're haggling. You're haggling. I'll give you $100,000 if you win one more game. Win one for the Gipper. I hope your guys give 110%.
It's TV rights. Money means nothing because they make so much of it in TV.
Yeah. Okay, here's one guy I like, Minnesota's P.J. Fleck. $50,000, Big Ten Coach of the Year by coaches. $50,000. He did good. He didn't have, you know, he really pushed it to the limit.
That's a Minnesota salary.
Minnesota. Yeah, Minnesota. Do they really talk like that in Minnesota?
Yes.
Yeah, if you don't believe us, go and rent Fargo. Stream it. You will laugh your head off. All right, thanks, Mr. Kate Delaney.
You're welcome.
Minus him, I'm going to the man cave next.
shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
I'm going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. I'm going to the man cave. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Going to the man cave. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Man cave, man cave.
Ah, yes, we are in the man cave. Thanks to my old pal Andy for that huge effort. And here we are, and we're hanging out in the big comfy chairs. There's no question about it. And the conversation would flow because we're up late on a school night because we watched the Monday night affair. And even though many people thought the Philadelphia Eagles would win, they didn't think that the Philadelphia Eagles would struggle the way they did against the lowly New York Giants, who are now 2-11, thanks to overtime and a right coin flip and a couple of good plays by Carson Wentz, who threw for 325 yards, 23-17. He knew before the game that this was do or die. Here's what the quarterback said. And he did say this, so hang on a second. He was chewing some gum at the time, but Carson Wentz is that guy that will...
The situation that we're in and that we put ourselves in, but you know, at the end of the day, there's only so much you can control, you know, and what we can control is that we can go out and work, you know, we can go to work and get better, and, you know, we're all excited, you know, we're not going to hang our heads over the last few weeks, you know, those are unfortunate, you know, we didn't want those outcomes, but what can we do? You know, it's behind us now, and we're all excited to go full speed ahead and see what we can do.
All right, so he was right. Go full speed ahead. They did when they had to in overtime, but there's nothing to write home about. The Eagles are tied, however, crazy enough, in a really weak division with the Dallas Cowboys, who have struggled in their last three games. So this is going to come down to the bitter end for whatever team is going to end up taking this. The Dallas Cowboys have had a really rough run of it lately. No doubt about it that they, three games, Chicago, Buffalo, and New England, lost all three of them. Now they've got three left, L.A. and including Philadelphia on December 22nd. And then they've got Washington to end the season. That Philly game could really, really, really come back to haunt them, or it could go in the other direction. So it's going to be interesting to see how that winds down. The thing that you care about is coming up on Wednesday. What are we doing? Nail the score. That's right. And it's almost the holidays. So whoever correctly nails the score of the game of the week, we do it in our third segment in our first hour, you win the fabulous prizes. For everybody else, oh well, you'll just have to sit on the sidelines. That's the way we roll around here. I think someone will win because it's not about loving football, liking sports, any of that. It's just a guess. That's all you are doing, coming up with a guess. One of the things that's being talked about today that I think many of you can relate to is the politics in sports. You know, you could reverse it, too. Politics and sports, sports and politics. How about Russia being banned from the Tokyo Games? Yeah, for over four years, for doping. So the World Anti-Doping Agency said, no, it's not happening. Forget about it. You are out, my friends. And the Russian athletes will still be allowed to compete at the Olympics next year in the 2020 Beijing Winter Olympics, but only as neutrals, and if they can prove that they were not part of a state-sponsored system of doping. So you have to go through a bunch of hoops on that. And Russian Olympic programs are saying, no, there's no, we shouldn't be nailed for this. It's not right. They're denying it. They're denying that they had anything to do with doping. So I think it's, you know, the Russian flag, the anthem is not going to be allowed at events like the Tokyo Games, the Paralympics, the 2022 World Cup in Qatar. It's not going to happen. They're banned, and that means that's it. And they're not happy about it, but Russia, or the Russian Federation, has competed at the modern Olympic Games in a lot of different occasions, but as different nations. In six appearances, Russian athletes have won a total of 428 medals at the Summer Olympic Games and another 120 at the Winter Olympic Games. So, Olympic officials, they want, you know, they're outraged at Russia's efforts to cheat the system. They're not happy about this at all. And they voted unanimously to ban them. So that's it. Some say it's a smokescreen. And that it's actually more kowtowing to Russia at the expense of clean athletes. That it's not the blanket ban that athletes and many who actually care about fighting doping had called for. But it allows Russia to compete in all the biggest events, albeit without a flag and an anthem. That's what it, no flag, no anthem, neutral. You can be neutral. So the sanctions not tough enough? That is exactly what some are saying. Because if you think about it, Russia was also banned from the Pyeongchang Olympics in 2018 with athletes who could prove they were clean instead of as Olympic athletes from Russia. And the Russian flag wasn't raised when they won medals. And the anthem wasn't played when they won gold. Well, what happened is they blew deadlines. They were accused of a couple of things, including tampering with samples. So it was botched. Whatever they were trying to do, it didn't work out. And Russia spent $51 billion on the Sochi Games. But this decision, I think, is a reminder that the Olympic movement is definitely trying to keep some integrity, or definitely spread integrity, so they're not gonna put up with that. And the Russia ban, we haven't heard the last of it. Let's put it that way. Have not heard the last of it. All right, speaking of a crazy, abusive situations of a different sort, Patrick Mahomes' girlfriend said security had to move her after the way she was treated by the Patriot fans. So the Kansas City Chiefs, of course, traveled to New England for the Sunday rematch of the AFC title game, and they left Gillette with the 23-16 win. But the game was frustrating, I guess, for fans, New England fans, who booed the home team off the field at halftime and witnessed some really screwball-y officiating. I agree with that. But Patrick Mahomes' girlfriend, Brittany Matthews, saying that security had to move her because the fans were awful. And she and her brother were seated at the stadium, but Patriot fans recognized them immediately when they sat down, and they started harassing them during the game. And she went on Twitter and she said, as soon as we sit down, drunk dude, hey everyone, this is Patrick Mahomes' girl and brother. Let's give them some SH blank T. This will be fun. And eventually fans got upset that that she stood up during the game, and someone eventually called security. Ugh. So that's ridiculous. And then she tweeted out, this place is horrible. People yelling every time I stand up. I'm not allowed to stand up at a football game. They did get moved, so that's the good thing, I suppose, right? She didn't want to be up there in the stands. She would have been much better off somewhere buried on the sidelines or in a suite somewhere. But that's the chances you take. The people in Boston do what they like, and if you are in enemy territory, they can take advantage. And that's exactly what happened there. They were able to take advantage knowing that it was an uncomfortable situation. Christmas time and the holidays is a time for giving, right? Ooh, Steven Strasburg. And the Washington Nationals deal. Stunning. Stunning what is being discussed. And what we know. He's agreed to a 7-year, $245 million deal. What do you do with $245 million? Hey, listen. He was a World Series MVP, and that team did win a World Series, so you knew he was going to get one heck of a king's ransom. The band and the music playing means we're not getting on the dance floor. We're actually diving off of it. See you again next time. Make it count, everybody.
Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.